it's a round, a small round melon, and it's usually darker green, close to black sometimes.
Is it a kind of watermelon?
It's a kind of watermelon. Mm-hmm. It's got small black seeds in it, real tiny seeds. Mm-hmm. And usually you just stick in your icebox, and then you can eat the whole thing, you know, sometimes. It's about this big. It's not very big at all.
It's about 8 inches or so?
Yeah, about in diameter.
Do you ever hear of a musk?
Yeah, muskmelon.
Uh-huh. How's that different from a cantaloupe?
I believe it's more like a honeydew melon. Mm-hmm. I don't know the difference.
Mm-hmm. And something that people smoke.
Cigarettes?
And the long brown things.
Cigars?
And say if someone asked you if you were able to do something, you'd say, sure, I
could do it.
Or they ask you if you're able to, you say, sure,
I'm able.
Okay. And if you weren't able, you'd say, well, I'd like to, but I just
can't do it.
Okay. And you said there was a really bad accident up the road, but there wasn't any need to call the doctor because when we got there, the person was what? Dead. Was
just dead.
Okay. Would you ever say it was done dead?
Done dead.
Uh-huh.
Sound like it's well done then.
Do you ever use that word done to mean already? He's done.
I
finished.
May have used it. I don't know.
Okay. And you might tell a child, now you're not doing what you
supposed to.
Okay. Or another way of saying that.
What you were able to do?
Or meaning supposed to do. You say you're not doing what you
expected to do.
Okay. And you say if you're talking about, say the corn seems a little short this time of year, you'd say, well, at this time of year, it would be taller. It
should be taller.
Okay. We're using the word ought, you'd say it
ought to be.
Okay. And if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
We're using the word
ought not.
Huh?
Ought not.
How's
to, ought not to have been
okay.
Doing.
And say if I ask you if you'll be able to help me do some kind of work, you know, next week or sometime, you say, well, I'm not sure, but I
ought to be able.
Or I might.
Might be available.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say I might could help you?
Might could. Might.
Does that sound okay?
Sounds all right.
And the
doesn't sound right, but it sounds all right.
The kind of bird that can see in the dark.
An owl.
Okay. What different kinds of owls?
I don't know. Chicken owl? I got a chicken owl? Mm-hmm. That's all I know. Just plain owl.
The little kind that has a scary noise.
A hoot owl?
Mm-hmm. Or the little one.
I don't know any others.
Do you ever hear screech owl or squinch owl?
I've heard of a screech owl.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear any superstitions about owls?
No. Just around Halloween, that's all.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Some people used to think that if you'd hear one, it'd be a sign that someone was going to die. Mm. Do you ever hear that?
No. Never heard that.
And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
Any other names for him?
I guess there's different kinds of woodpeckers, but they're still woodpeckers.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear them called peckerwood instead of woodpecker?
No.
Do you ever hear people called a peckerwood?
No.
And kind of black and white animal has a real strong smell.
Skunk.
And say if some animals have been coming and killing your chickens, what general name would you have for the kind of animal that would do that?
Varmints.
Okay. What do you think of a varmint as being?
A pest.
Like, would a mouse be a varmint? Or?
Hmm.